F5.
Hit the refreshes over and over again, over and over again.
It's proven. It makes it happen faster.
Over and over again! Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Is that a little bit of high school Mega coming out?
That was exactly me in high school. We look good. Everything you said to me pushed me one step closer to the edge, and I was about to break.
Mega was just that kid who was super popular but pretended he wasn't, sitting in the lunchroom by himself, crawling in my skin.
so accurate.
That was him.
You guys should have seen the luscious long hair I had back then.
Oh man, I had some long hair in middle school. I had down to the shoulders.
Yeah, dude, me too. I was all about the shoulder. I would get one haircut a year.
I listened to The Doors and Led Zeppelin, real bands.
That's
Bones
actually
that
what
guy
caused the hair
Bones
to grow saw instantly.
Other people wearing like their Led Zeppelin shirt that they bought at Hot Topic, and he was like,
dude,
"Can you even name an album? Name me your favorite song."
Like, I literally said that. We literally like bullied this kid. Like it was like this jerk who like everyone hated him, who wasn't like a cool kid. Like he was just a jerk.
That guy.
So it was just like kind of just like Revenge of the Nerds. But he came in one day that he wasn't wearing like an Adidas shirt. It was he had like a Led Zeppelin 3 shirt on, and like every nerdy rocker grungy kid was just like, yeah, name a Zeppelin song, and he just like got like harassed for a day and then never saw that
dude,
shirt
all you have to do is just say Stairway to Heaven, dude.
Stairway
like,
to Heaven.
It's the easiest.
It's universal.
I think one of the we would just be like, name a song that isn't Stairway.
Oh,
and we'd
shit.
All just like circle him, and he was
y'all
just
like, post
it
up just
like,
and he was like, Lemon Song, fuck you, all right.
Turns out that kid was Mega.
Yeah.
And he got him. He got him.
That kid's name was Jimmy Page Jr.
Hey, now he can name every Led Zeppelin song. He can. He knows them all now.
Yeah,
he won.
He knows them all.
He won, Bones. How does it feel to know that you're just a pretty boy on a podcast and Trudeau won?
I don't know. My co-host looks just like Trudeau on my other podcast.
Whoa.
QX Files music.
Have you seen a picture of birds and then hold it up next to Justin Trudeau?
I just did that in my brain. It went like they just flashed side by side in my brain.
That's weird.
Oh my god.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Before we do go down in a dark hole, TBL, you should take us in.
Oh, should I? Is this where we start the podcast? Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode I think it's 139 of the Planet Destiny podcast. We are back after another week of some Destiny 2 to talk to you guys about some of the things going on in the community, some of the things going on in the game, and what we've been doing, because it's been a weird week, and I'm sure we've all got stuff to talk about, stuff to tell. Iron Banner happened this week. It did. And we're going to get into that. But first off, we've got a couple of announcements to make. A few, you know, pretty fun, but one is rather heavy on our hearts. Our good buddy Story Mafourshin, I kind of wanted him to be here at least for one more episode to get this out, but he is no longer going to be a normal cast member on the Planet Destiny podcast. And now, before you jump to conclusions, it's nothing bad. It's literally just he has to get up at 4 a.m. to do this, and it's really he's really been pushing himself over the past couple of months, really over the past year. And just with his ongoing day job, his responsibilities with making videos for the channel, the dude just needs his extra hours of sleep. So we talked about it. And he's basically going to be taking a bit of a break from that. Might be indefinite, might not be. We're probably going to be changing up some of the podcast schedule to account for that, since Story's not going to be here anymore. We might move the podcast hours to be a little bit earlier, so people who are on the East Coast don't have to stay up quite so late to listen to us, and you guys over there in Europe don't have to get up at 4 in the morning to look at that, pointing at Mega with his classically trained shirt. Yeah, I know what that shirt is.
Yeah,
I know what that shirt.
I hate this shirt. I'm not going
to lie to
you.
But why?
I don't like these types of like Walmart I play NES game shirts, you know. Yeah. If I'm going to wear
an
NES shirt,
I'm an old school gamer.
Yeah, look. If I'm going to wear an NES shirt, I'm going to wear like a game that I liked or something. My sister just bought it in too big of a size for herself, and I was like, "Okay, well, I'll take it." Like,
she figured you'd be into it, right?
Exactly. It's like, a shirt.
He
like
likes
it.
The
yeah.
games.
He's
like
a nerd.
He loves the Nintendos.
Yeah, we got him his Nintendo. But yeah, that'll all be stuff that we go into, you know, we discuss and go into greater detail in the coming weeks. But for right now, head over to Mr. Story Mafforshin's Twitter page. Say thank you, Story. Give him a hashtag thank you, Story.
Yeah, send him your love.
Yeah, because that guy's he goes through a lot. And he's still going to be producing content for the Planet Destiny YouTube channel. As a matter of fact, he's going to be putting out more content for the channel. Going to be doing more reviews and stuff like that with his special flair of comedy. But we couldn't keep asking the guy to get up at 4 a.m. to do this and then go off to do his full-time job while also making videos full-time for the channel. It's just too much. So, go let him know you love him. And Mr. Fallout Plays isn't here tonight. He had to take care of a sick loved one. Wishing him luck. Mm-hmm. Don't get
I don't know
up.
Who that could be because I'm perfectly healthy. So
yeah, you're
understand.
The only one he loves, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Makes sense.
Also, can I just say, I bet Story is sleeping like a fucking baby right
now.
Oh,
man, I'm sure he's so happy.
Imagine just not having to wake up at 4 a.m. for the first time in a year.
In a year, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because in the past year, he's taken maybe 2 Sundays off from doing this, and it was when he was on vacation, like, just out of town.
Right, so, like, he had to literally, like, leave the country to have to be the guy that misses the episode, unlike mm-hmm. me, where I'm just like, I don't know where I am.
Your boy band Bones, you know, you're out on tour, so we just take it when we can get you.
Stuff to do, man. I got stuff to do.
Yeah,
Bones
right.
would totally be the AJ of the group. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whoa, come on.
What, would you rather be Howie? What do you want? Like, what do you... AJ's the cool one. He's the cool bad boy.
I don't know if any of them are, like, really good picks. Like... We're talking NSYNC. I could have more fun, but then...
I was gonna say we'll just call you our Justin. You're the one who leaves and has a successful career, and we go to infomercials at 3 a.m. That's us.
I'll be Justin anytime.
I'll be Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
He's cool.
The author of satirical articles that aren't actually written by him. I feel like the only time I hear the name Joey Fatone is when someone's pretending to be him online, and then everyone else has to be like, "No, that's not actually written by Joey Fatone."
I reject that reality in favor of my own. It is. It is written by Joey Fatone.
Well, hey, he was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which was hilarious. Was. So, yeah. Joey Fatone represent.
Yeah. Big man.
What but are we talking about?
I don't know. This is what happens when there's no fallout and no story. We just get into pop culture. Joey Fatone talk. But anyways, we have got your other roundtable of hosts here. We've got Mr. Mega Magwitch of the Husky Raid fame. What's up, man?
Nothing. I wouldn't use the word fame.
You use it very lightly.
Yeah, you just lowered the bar on what fame means for everybody.
Understood.
Yeah.
And joining us this week, again, Mr. Bones from Crucible Radio.
Wow.
Oh, he brought it back! Oh, shit!
Have a seat, Master Skywalker.
How about that?
Sorry to the listeners at home. I'm playing with my medieval times lightsaber again.
It's kind an of actual prop from episode 8 right there.
It is.
Yeah. Sorry, spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to see the Disney stormtroopers burst into his room in minutes.
Those red ones?
Yeah, the red ones. This is the Bones you're looking for, by the way. Just getting that out there for them right now. And, of course, I am the Black Link, and we are back to talk to you guys a bit about the Destiny universe, because stuff's been going on. Things are happening. And
Stuff.
The community's a little perturbed, because that's never happened in Destiny
a little.
Before. Maki Kaka, just a little bit.
Mm-mm. I feel like this podcast is eventually going to become just a gossip column of
I hope
fucking
so.
the current state of affairs with the Destiny community. That's what I want it to be.
That's just my greatest hope.
Absurd headlines that you would read like at the grocery store checkout aisle. That's what we talk about from now on.
We're the magazines that you skim?
Exactly. The ones that you're like, who would buy that? And then you read the headline and you're like, that can't be true.
You see,
I kind of want to read that.
Legit, anybody who's ever been grocery shopping, you all say, I would never buy this magazine, but you skim every single title on it. Mm-hmm. Every single year. Like, ooh, Miley did what? Ooh, ooh, the speaker went where and got wearing a bikini? Ooh.
Story ooh, Machine has baby with the maid. Reason for departing the podcast?
My personal fan theory is that Story and Fallout got into a massive fight, like physical altercation, and Fallout is waiting to heal up his black eye before he
got
comes back on the podcast. Yeah.
He got schmieded on. That's what happened. Just kippers. That turns out, smoke me a kipper means hands. I'm gonna give you hands. That's what it meant all this time. Fallout knows now. Fallout understands.
Fallout learned.
Yo, you gonna learn today, Fallout. You gonna learn today. You know what? I actually kind of like this. Let's just turn this into a gossip. You know, this was my plan all along. You know, I kept trying to subvert the original PD podcast crew and get them to talk more about gossip, but they wouldn't do it, so I had to get rid of them and create a new podcast crew. And now, finally, we're the TMZ of the Destiny universe, and this is all I want. All I ever wanted.
I'm trying to think of a joke about the where's Teft question. It's like, body uncovered in L.A. River.
He's like, finally found. He's Jimmy Hoffa of this world. Yeah, we found Teft.
Dude, Teft has been living in a cabin in the north woods of Wisconsin, miles away from civilization.
Off the grid. And that'll be the first cover of our TMZ magazine. Where's Teft? Mm-hmm. We found him.
My favorite part about this Teft joke is that, like, we didn't make it. It's literally from people asking what happened to him when they realize that there's an entirely new cast.
Yeah.
But that Teft has no idea how often we just say that joke. Yeah,
just talk about it.
I still talk to him fairly often, and every time I'm speaking with that guy, I always start the conversation like that. Hey, yo, Chris, where's Teft?
Where is Teft?
But where is he?
That was a comment on last week's podcast, even though we joked about how we had been doing it for a year and there'd still be somebody commenting, like, where's Teft? Somebody says, I know they just joked about it, but who the hell are these guys? Nice TBL.
That's so good.
Just keep it going, chat. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Keep the meme alive, everybody.
I'm going to talk to him about getting a shirt made.
Post your theories about what Fallout's really doing tonight.
Dude, can we get Where's Teft shirts made where he's Where's Waldo on the design?
Oh, that's so good.
Holy shit.
Ryan, get on it right this second. I don't care who you have to talk to, Ryan. Get on it.
Oh, my God.
Or just him scrolling through Twitter and he sees all of these t-shirts. He's like, what?
Where?
Can we talk about Destiny or something?
Yeah, we might as well.
I guess we should. Iron Banner happened this week. Yeah. Lord Salad Man is back. And there's some good, there's some bad. You guys been playing it?
A lot.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I actually have been playing a lot. And I was bummed that I missed the faction rallies. I was, like, traveling for a good 6/8 of that or whatever. So I was kind of bummed. I got my Future War Cult Scout and, like, 4 shaders from each, so I haven't really spent them because I don't want to waste them. So I was, like, really excited to actually be here for an event, and I think as soon as I saw the gear, I knew I would play a lot of Iron Banner. And, yeah, it's taken me a while to get it, and I don't have all the gear, but I think I'd be just as happy to play it as much as I have because Iron Banner has been really fun, and it's good incentives to get teams of 4, and Crucible feels so much better when you're in a full team. I've been having fun.
I've been protesting Iron Banner on moral grounds because Saladin describes himself as the last Iron Lord, but I am an Iron Lord, as proven by my completion of the Rise of Iron DLC. Bungie needs to be consistent with their tone, their storyline in the
game. You know what? Here's the thing. I thought about this, and I saw some... I don't know why I was ever on the Destiny subreddit this week, because what a terrible place to be. But there was a question, like, I was like, I want Saladin to, like, acknowledge my accomplishments. It's like they can't do that because there are new players in Destiny 2, and they didn't do that. And, yeah, maybe they're just the legend or whatever, and they can sort of catch on that, like, obviously I'm the hero of this story. But it'd be super weird if you're, like, a new character and there's all these, like, insider references directly at you to the game. I mean, all those exist where you search them out, and they're to be called that without having done it would be weird. So I totally understand why they don't actually call you an Iron Lord. Turns out some Guardians just aren't, because there's new people playing, which is okay.
Yeah,
As long as you all recognize that I am, in fact, an Iron Lord, that's all that matters.
You are.
Correct.
Right, you are, Mega. Good.
You is.
Thank you.
You're my Iron Lord, baby.
Then I can now enter Iron Banner and prepare to get not enough armor drops.
If you started tonight, you're going to have a tough time.
Bungie, I've been playing for a day. Where are all my armor
Why
sets?
Haven't I gotten absolutely everything, you know? I put in exactly 4 hours. Why haven't I gotten everything yet? Why is that not a thing? Because Iron Banner, you know, they changed up the reward system. It's more in line with every other faction in Destiny 2 right now, rather than being, you know, a reputation-based system where you get rep for completing matches and whatnot. You know what? Actually, it's really kind of the same thing, because the tokens are worth a set amount of rep. It's just more streamlined to follow the rep system with tokens that we have in D2. And some people are a little bit bummed about that. I think really it doesn't bother me too much, because it's really not that different. I think the only thing that I would have liked to be changed is having Iron Banner drops at the end of matches rather than just regular Crucible gear. That's the only thing I would say. Well, I don't understand why we're just getting Crucible gear. I wish it was Iron Banner stuff, because that would, you know, certainly help out with the complaints of not getting the thing you want, because that's a lot of people's complaint right now, because a lot of people want the armor and a lot of people haven't gotten the full thing. I keep getting the fusion rifle, and I like the fusion rifle. It's a good fusion, but
it's a good fusion.
I don't need 7 of them. Like, I think I've gotten to rank 20 on my warlock. I've gotten to rank 15 on my hunter, and like I've gotten so many fusion rifles. I keep getting like the fusion and the pulse rifle. I haven't gotten a full set of gear on anybody. As a matter of fact, I just finished playing before the podcast, and I finally got the helmet on the hunter, which was like the one thing I really wanted. And so yeah, it can be a little rough if you're not getting everything you want, but I mean,
that just feels like Destiny to me, though. this feels the most like the Destiny 1 grind of anything to me, in that I'm just getting shit I don't want constantly, and I just need this one thing. Come on, baby, this is gonna be the time, and you never get it. And that feels like home. I like it, honestly. I don't even care. Like, just,
I kind of have the same thought, Megan, where it was just like, I thought about, like, you know, there's these stuff about, like, these, it's very short-sighted complaints. Not that it's bad, or not that you don't deserve to have them because it's about one thing, but it's short-sighted in terms it's only about that one drop and how that drop feels, right? Like, that rank up, and people are like, oh, I don't like this. I'm more worried about, like, long-term stuff, probably. Long-term in the very, very long-term. Long-term in the fact that I love Destiny and I want something to have a reason for more people to play with me, even if I'm good myself.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if I can complain about the short-term part of it, the drops themselves, because it's like, it took a longer time to rank up with Jax in D1. Like, that was my grind, was going to play Crucible. I was like, I just want a great Aias Luna, or I'll take a great Palindrome. And I eventually got a great Palindrome, we all did, but like, that was my thing. It took so long to rank up. It was like maybe one a night for me. Like, that was a long grind. You'd use the boosts or whatever
boosters,
stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd go to Jax and I'd get the fusion rifle again, and I'd be like, I already have this, and I'd go back and be like, all right, well, maybe tomorrow. But at least in this game, if you want a reward from a certain person, you can just pump them full of tokens and have more chances. And, like, I don't even, maybe no one's done the math. No one's actually said, like, it's less likely to get this. It's like, well, I went all the live long day never getting an Aias Luna with Hidden Hand and Rangefinder. So,
yeah.
Turns out I feel like my odds are better because I get that gun and it's the gun I want. So I don't know. I'm more considering of like, well, why would I play the next Iron Banner? You know, like, I think I will and I want to, but what's gonna bring people back if you can get all of it? So I don't know. I feel like this lets the hardcore players pump someone full of tokens because you are the hardcore player who played a lot. Great. You wanted to get it all at that one time. You did. That was your choice. And hopefully next Iron Banner, the casuals are like, well, I didn't get the armor from my Titan, so I'll play Titan this week or something like that. I don't know. I'll still have stuff to grind for because I did not get a lot of armor drops. Mm-hmm. I got the chest piece and the helmet for my warlock, and it's dope. But I definitely want the hunter helmet. With the teeth.
Yes.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Very it's so bad. Cool. That's the only piece of Hunter armor that I really want is the Hunter helmet. So
yeah.
Actually, I won't get it. All I've played is Hunter. I've got the chest piece and the cloak a couple times on both consoles, I think, for Hunter, but I'm holding out hope for that helmet tomorrow. That's going to be my day to just do nothing but try to get that helmet. Run. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, again, like I said, for the most part, I don't really have any issues with Iron Banner. I think the weapons are pretty neat. There's a couple of hidden gems, I think, in there. the pulse rifle, I can't remember its name, but it's one of the few pulse rifles that I actually kind of dig in PvP. Mm-hmm. Like, I was doing a little bit of testing with it. You throw a kinetic counterbalance mod on there, or Lord forbid if you're one of those crazy hunters with two, that thing is just aim for the chest, everything's a headshot. And it's pretty nuts. It burns down pretty quickly. So I'm enjoying that. I just got the hand cannon, haven't had a chance to really play with it. I hear good things about the auto rifle. But my favorite thus far is probably a fight between the fusion rifle and the submachine gun. The submachine gun, I am really jamming on. I've been trying to give subs another chance since, you know, everybody talks about the entropy, and it's the one thing I can't get, so I'm trying to find substitutes. And the Iron Banner sub, you know, it's a 900 RPM sub, so it's that max fire rate, and it's got high caliber rounds, but it's got a really decent range stat. So it gets to the, you know, just to, like, the very entrance of mid-range where it stops being really effective, and it burns down people pretty quickly. I'm really digging it. You guys found a favorite weapon yet?
I love the Iron Banner weapons are all good. They are all so good. There's no just, like, oh, use this, it's the new meta, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But all of them are sturdy, and all of them, I'm like... Like, I compare them to the same archetypes that I have, and there's very good reasons to use them. Like, you said the auto rifle is good. Compare it to the Scathe Lock. It's got better range. It's like, yeah use that one. It's good. The SMG, I do really enjoy it. It's funny you mentioned the Antiope, because I know that I was on that, and because Mr. Swainstash from Crucible Radio was, like, one of the first people I ever saw using it, and he was like, it's good. But because I got that one, I've been actually mixing it up, and I've been using a lot of different SMGs. Mm-hmm. And then I switched to Antiope later on, and that reload killed me. And I was like, oh, it's so slow. So, like, it's not even the end-all, be-all of SMGs. It's certainly good in the kinetic, but I do like the secondary. The gun that I am now in love with as of today, after playing 10 games or so with it, was so fun, was the sidearm.
Really?
And I know it's not... The Last Hope, and The Last Hope is objectively great. I will not contest that at all. And I like it. It's a fun gun to use. That hip fire laser makes it so insane, and it'll push it out of the range. Great gun. But the sidearm from Iron Banner is the full auto Suros.
Yeah.
And it just, like, you can get in people's face with it, and you basically can treat it like the last word, almost, where it's just like, smack, you know, like, get that, like, spray it a little bit and get that melee kill. Because you can, like, watch their health get down to the point where you know your melee is going to kill them, and just push them in the face and shoot it and smack them. And it is a ton of fun. And I found myself playing with that a lot. So I was like, oh, man, there's a lot to use here. There's a lot of good choices from Iron Banner, and all of the guns are just objectively rock solid.
Great,
so.
Yeah.
Bone said it all, but I'll agree that I really like the full auto sidearms, not even to use effectively, just because they're so goofy and fun. Like, there's just something about a stupid little sidearm that it's just like, I don't know, those are one of the most... what I would say fun guns to use, if not the most effective weapons for me to use personally, because this man has to cling to the meta to get any kills. Well, even so, I mostly use the Dead Orbit hand cannon over everything right
it's
now.
Fun.
So
it's
I wouldn't
a good
even
one.
Say, it's the best fun. Hand cannon, but it's still like our hand cannon's the best choice in general. But yeah,
I just don't think there's anything that's not okay. I think you can definitely. Obviously, feel great with a Uriels and a Mida. Yeah. Sure. If you know what? If I'm in Trials and I want to make sure I can, like, do my best, and I feel like I need it, I will put on that loadout. But I don't know if there's something that's just flat-out bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe the single-shot grenade launchers.
Yeah.
If we have to find
Fighting
something,
line.
Like, I don't know. Just, I don't know. But I think there's something to like about all of them. And the we're so distracted by loot right now, which is so unfortunate. But the things that are so good about Destiny 2 are just getting buried once again. The primary and kinetic, or the kinetic and energy system, is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it drives me insane to think that people are like, "Oh, Destiny 2 sucks," or the PvP is not as nearly as good. I'm like, what? I never want to go back to, like, one hand cannon and a sniper that I lose ammo for every time I die. Screw that.
Yeah.
Like. So maybe hand cannons aren't great in the sense that, like, if you get into a 1v1, don't start with your hand cannon. But the fact that you can switch and get that, like, nice, like, 61 to the head once
each
week, like, that's awesome. So you and just it's get a like, couple, and using you, them together
you hit
is so good.
Two quick shots with the Dead Orbit, and then you are you melee him. The Dire Promise. There it is.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really trying to focus that on my play right now. Is combining my two weapons and making sure I'm getting melees off at the smart time and not hitting them and then being stuck in the animation while they kill me or something like that. But like, you know, pairing something like the Iron Banner hand cannon, which is super slow. If you start a one-on-one and the guy's got an auto rifle, you're toast. Don't do that. You know, like if you have your auto and your secondary, great, start with that. But if you get someone weak, or you know he's weak and he's about to peek out, 71 to the head. Like, go for it. That's a great choice as opposed to needing to spray them down for the rest of your auto. So I think people are kind of are eventually going to start feeling that out. And I think that's why we see stuff like TBL, like you said, about using the SMGs now, where it's like, oh, maybe it's not just that one. Maybe they have some validity. And it's just like,
there's variance there.
Yeah, there's so much fun to be had with the pairings of it and stuff. It's really great.
I agree. I think a lot of people just they see other people say this is the best thing and they try it and it works and then they don't want to branch out of that because this works. Why would I branch out of what works? You know.
But yeah.
It's just going to take some time for people to be. Let's test the waters with some other guns.
Yeah. I'd struggle with that a lot because I like winning. Mm-hmm. For me, it's fun. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go in with a kinetic sidearm and a energy sidearm and go like, ha ha ha, I'm the goofy one. Check out my loadout. Like, I will never do that because I know I won't win and I hate that. Mm-hmm. But the counteract of that is that I can't use the same loadout for more than two games. Mm-hmm. So, like, or if I stick with one gun that I really like, I switch out my other one or something like that. And by doing that, it's been really fun to realize, like, oh, there's like 10 plus guns that I deeply enjoy using right now. And that's really hard for me to just settle on too. So that's a good sign in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think there's really an argument to be made that weapon balance is in a bad spot right now because yeah, you do have shining stars like the Mita Uriel combo. Because those are two very good guns. They're not in any way outliers, like the unquestioned best. You can beat a Mita in a gunfight. It doesn't even really have that great of a time to kill. It's just a good, solid gun that provides a really great benefit of, you know, that double speed boost plus the high caliber rounds. And there's so many other just viable weapons. I think you're absolutely right, Bones, when you say that really the only bad guns I can think of that I think an argument could be made for and in terms of buffing are probably the single shot grenade launchers and the tractor cannon.
Like some guns are novelty and always will be.
Yeah.
And like so everyone's like the Fighting Lion sucks. It's like, ah, well, sure, but also like there's 100 good guns. Do you want a good gun? Because you hate the good guns right now. Everyone's upset with the good guns. So.
The only primary guns that I would think could maybe use some work or pulse rifles kind of in general. I struggle to find a spot where I feel like I do better with a pulse rifle in almost any situation. I don't know.
They are definitely usable. I know people like the Lincoln Green and the new Iron Banner one with, but I don't have any of the counterbalance mods, so I haven't been able to mess with that yet. But I do like Nightshade. I tried to pull that one back out. Because that thing wrecked
in the beta.
That was really good in the beta.
Pulses were so good, and I think they were tweaked from console to PC. They were doing a little less damage overall, so it was a noticeable feel. But Nightshade can work, especially when you're just sort of thinking about, like, what engagement ranges should I be playing? Mm-hmm. And that's a really tough thing, and it's another reason why I change game to game. Like, if you're going into the Crucible, I just recommend, instead of thinking, well, I got to use the best guns, I got to use NTOP and Uriels, it's like, well, that limits you, because you're going to get beat by Mita, and then you're going to rage about Mita, and it's like, well, you have no range guns, so, like, either get much, much closer, or put on something that can counter that. So, like, a good example is, like, Vigilance Wing. Its body shot time to kill is faster than Mita's crit. Like,
yeah.
It's a beautiful gun, but it's not a laser at range. Like, you won't defeat a scout rifle at scout rifle ranges. So
thumbs.
Yeah, so I've been really forcing myself to, like, to try to like slide in, get closer, and bob and weave until I'm at a range where it makes sense to shoot, and then you feel much better. But yeah, a big thing is just realizing what kind of ranges you're going to get into. And a lot of the maps for 4v4, I mean, there's some big maps. The freaking castle one is like, takes a year to run across.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just finding the right range. It'll happen.
It'll happen. Yeah. There's everything is usable. Those are just the ones that, one thing that feels the hardest for me to use.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's something weird about it. I don't know. I wouldn't expect them to change a lot, but.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want massive changes to most things right now, which is good. I don't know. Compared to how. I don't know. It always feels like Destiny balances are just like huge shifts. I don't want that like at all. I'm terrified of the next balance patch being just some sort of huge shift in the meta. I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe we'll just get straight back to that hand cannon Destiny 1 meta and everyone can just live their old happy life, right? Everybody who just wants to go back to Destiny 1 for some reason.
Back to year 1.
Yeah.
Everything's just crazy, super overpowered. Year 1. Well, we got a new map, or should I say an old map, back with Iron Banner, didn't we?
Yes.
That old Distant Shore, a remake of the Shores of Time. You guys get a chance to play on that?
Yes, and it's beautiful.
It is.
It's
I enjoy
so
it.
So good.
I like that
I
map.
Love it.
Somebody in my chat was saying that they thought it looked better in Destiny 1. I was like, what are you talking about right now? What? Like, how's that even a thought that you could have? They're like, it just looks artificially bright here. I'm like, well, Nessus is bright. What? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not on
it almost like... Yeah, it almost gives it, like, that's a reason why it feels different. Mm-hmm. It's not just that there's different, like, rocks and stuff, but it's that, like, the air feels different. There's not the raininess of Venus. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it's a sunny day today on this map. How cool. Yeah. And I like that a lot. In terms of how it plays, the changes that they made, it's hard to really label them. It's hard to take a screenshot and go, this is different than this one here. But they absolutely fixed a lot of the struggle of Shores of Time, specifically in the control mode.
Cap C, stay on C.
Yeah, B and C is still a good thing to do, but you can't just like sit back on the boat and pick people off. It's like awesome. And the angles to C when you're coming through the cave from A, you can actually get right up to that rock, as opposed to getting shot the second you come around that turn, which is nice. You get a chance to actually push up at sea. And so the game moves a lot, and there's a lot of trading of zones, as it should be now in D2 with the scoring system. It feels really great.
I still feel like Sea Flag is the superior spawn zone. Mm-hmm. I was actually that was one of the few matches I got to play before I got in here, and I was with my brother and a friend just running through there, and we basically spawned on sea, held it all game. But yeah, the cave on sea, they moved that rock in front of it, so it's no longer if you're on A, just a walk into cave, immediately get headshot, spawn, walk into cave, immediately get headshot. You can actually progress forward while forcing the people who are protecting C to move forward into the cave to engage you. I actually had a really pesky hunter who just kept trying to go invis around that rock, and I was like, oh, I just can't sit back in C and pick that person off as soon as they come around. I have to actually move up and get them. But I thought, you know, I saw some people complaining about it. You know, there's always the meme about, oh, reused content. I don't care. I love this map. This map is fantastic.
One of my favorite things ever in first-person shooters is, like, revisited maps. I don't know. It's like,
right?
This map was good. Somebody made it. I played it for years, and I was never, it didn't fucking suck. It didn't make me not play the game. Mm-hmm. So, like, why is it bad all of a sudden? Bring it back.
I'm happy to have this back. Yes, thank you.
This is one of my favorite toys. Thank you for giving
it
back to me.
And that's like good, and that's Bungie at their best too, like with their maps. Like the way that they sort of They can create a new one, but it's always like the spiritual successor, right? Like it's not the flat, like the Langles would be the same if it was the same map, but it's different. Yeah. Like looking back on stuff like Zanzibar from Halo 2 to like Halo 3 and stuff, like those remakes were so good. And I would see people, those. Like, yes.
Do you think there were people when Halo 2 came out when they saw Coag and they were just like, oh, what the fuck? This is just Blood Gulch again.
Lazy.
What the
Bunch
fuck?
So lazy. Yeah. Like,
this is just Blood Gulch.
Why don't you just Everybody's calm like, down, everybody?
They just retextured Blood Gulch. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. They diverted less resources towards something that would be kind of like easier to give us in the short term that would still be satisfying so they could work on long-term projects and tweak the map a little bit to improve it for this new game. This new game. Whoa. Those assholes. Lazy.
We all like new content, but I don't think a legitimate that it's a legitimate complaint to say, oh, they just retextured Shores of Time. Yes. Yes, this is.
People,
it's a good
I think
map.
It's because people like, look at it like. You go, Bones.
If it's a map that has like a lopsided win rate based on spawns, and it had like really really low player populations and trials,
year one blind watch.
Right. Basically, what I'm saying is like if they brought back blind watch, everyone would be like, "What?
Why?
Like why? What?" But no, they brought back a map that everyone loved, and like it's a good one. And I was like, as soon as I saw that, the first thing I thought was like, Rusted Lands. Come on.
Oh,
Rusted Lands and the EDZ. Do it. Do it. And I'm just like, I want that so bad. And now we even get to look forward to like knowing it's possible. Mm-hmm. I could talk about that for an hour if anyone wants to procrastinate at work in a Discord about like what map should they bring back, where should it go, and how would it look. Like, I'd be so stoked about that. Mm-hmm. Rusted Lands, though, please.
Yeah. Oh. You know, because Rusted Lands, and I think what was demonstrated here with Distant Shore, is that some of those Destiny 1 maps work just fine with
4v4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, true. Very true.
Yeah, you know, I think Distant Shore, it plays really well with 4v4. It's still very fluid. It's still very fast-paced. And you can actually flank because, you know, there's not six Guardians that you have to worry about getting behind with the crazy radar we have in Destiny. There's only four. And, I think Rusted Lands would work pretty well with that. I think Anomaly would work really well in Destiny 2.
Anomaly was going to be what I said I wanted, but I'm just like, everybody hated Anomaly.
I loved Anomaly
when I loved it, so I just didn't want to fucking bother
map.
Saying
I
it.
I loved it.
I want Anomaly, and I want people with the Legend of Acrius to shoot me through those fucking hallways. Like, that's all I want, okay?
I just got my Acrius today. I got to do a raid or two, but it's a cool gun.
It's
I was
going
to say, you need
thing.
To tell us what you think of that, because I love the Legend. It's great.
Yeah. I have not put it in PvP yet. You get more perks,
you
right?
Get,
like, it gets better.
Yes. You get an additional shot in the chamber.
Right. I think I saw someone online with two, and I was like, why don't I get two? But
you got to work for it.
Yeah. I'll do the prestige raid next week when it comes out, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Speaking of, that is happening. They've had an extra week to kind of patch out some of the cheese for you lactose intolerant.
Well, they left the cheese in. They just found just went ahead and found a way to like smell your breath to see if you've eaten it. Like,
the cheese breathalyzer to check and see which fire teams are using that so that they don't get, you know, an undeserved world first spot. Mm-hmm. Because, why don't we just move the conversation onto there? We got a bit more word back from Bungie in the weekly update. They spoke about the Prestige Raid, and they did confirm that the main reason for why they postponed it was because of, they had to work on some stuff, some sandbox things that might get broken if they try to patch a cheese or two. Mm-hmm. And that it is going to be going live on the 18th. So this week. It is this week. And, I'm psyched for it. And I'm psyched that they found a way to, detect what teams are using the cheese. Because I don't care if people use the cheese. I use the cheese to kill Kallus to drag two of my friends through who just were having a really rough time handling teleport room. But,
This man's a cheater.
One of my first big Destiny videos was how to solo Atheon. Twice. I made two of them. Both ways. I ain't got
no
problem
with cheese. Dude, I didn't beat Vault purely for a very long time. Like, only because I just didn't know and I was too scared, and I would go into a fire team and they're like, do you guys want to push off the Templar? And I'd be like, okay, and just like And they're like, you're a sun singer, give a song of flame. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I just imagine, like, Bones was 10 years old somehow when Destiny 1 came out, and he was too afraid to say anything.
It feels like it's been that long.
It's the same hat, but your head was smaller, and it's just, like, hanging off of your head.
It'll be funny to see some team do that and try to be like world's first in the
we did it, guys,
like, prestige, and then like tell everyone on Twitter, and everyone's just going like, nah.
Is world's first prestige a big deal to people?
To people,
I guess. I feel like world's first, like, of the raid is like a big deal to everyone, kind of. I mean, you're at least interested, but prestige, I've never even. Ever hard, heroic, whatever. I've never even looked at or even worried about it when that came out. Honestly, I didn't even know that people really raced for it or would care. But apparently, it's a big deal to Bungie because they didn't want people to cheat to get it.
Well, I think it'd be good for them because, you know, they want to give a team shout out in the TWAB, and it would really suck to be like, I guess we'll shout out. These six guys.
These guys that somehow did it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to like highlight a flaw in this system. There's there's a few things that are still there's a bad PvP one cropping up, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't really want to perpetrate it or spread it. But
I want to know so badly. Don't you want to know, viewers? Too bad.
No, don't be a cheater. It's just cheating. Don't be a cheater.
And I mean, of course, you have to remember, Bungie watches these streams. They all sit back and they watch teams go for world first. I mean, every time we have this sort of issue, they always tweet out a short clip of themselves watching the first team that makes it through and losing their minds because they like to see that. They like to see people going through their content and playing it. Yeah. And could you imagine the room is like, they're just watching a team cheese callous like, well,
everybody turns their head toward the guy who was supposed to like fix that glitch, and he's just like in the corner, like,
yeah, sucking on this straw, just like
right now.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I do enjoy playing the raid.
Yeah,
it's got some fun mechanics. I think the non-linear aspect of it makes me like playing it, to do it in a different order, and you don't have to. You don't like. Feel that same sort of level of like exhaustion going through it, you know, because there's those parts where I get tired of like King's Fall where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is the part where I just stopped caring, I stopped giving good call outs kind of thing, and mixing it up makes me come in with a different energy and stuff, and it's good to have like or the one week I beat it, the time where it was like you go do the gauntlet first and the baths last, and it's like awesome, we just get like knock this one out and they all feel good doing it. I like the way they organized it.
I also really like the rotating aspect for people who struggle to beat the raid so that they can at least try all the encounters. Like maybe you don't some people try and fail, but now you at least get to experience 3/4 of the content of the raid even if you didn't like ever beat it. Yeah, which is cool.
And it's great too because like maybe a week you take a long time on the gauntlet 1 week, and then next week it's first, and you have just practiced that and stuff, and you can knock it out and be like, great, that was the part that was giving us a hard time, and let's get to Kallus a little bit faster. So that's a really good point.
Yeah, that's definitely something cool, because there's teams out there, you know, who never cleared Golgoroth, never got to see Oryx, and that's a nice little feature there, just so everybody can, you know, get to experience every single encounter. Definitely a good change. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we know with the prestige version of the raid, there is no light level increase. It's just going to be gear, so it's going to be shinier, sparklier. Armor and weapons, assumedly. I mean, I assume we're going to be getting a raid fusion rifle and maybe a grenade launcher and stuff like that. As long as it's not one of those one-shot nades.
Give me the fusion. I don't really care about
slide that into launcher. My DMs.
A fusion would be nice. The raid weapons are some of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I'm just hoping for another exotic that is literally a Kallus robot head, and it's another trace rifle, like the Coldheart, and you can just hold his head and shoot his laser beam.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Spooky magic skull.
Yeah. Awesome. He's a robot. Just like, why can't
fire
I
his
just
forehead at people?
Rip that shit off, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd take that.
a big callous arm that you just like have. There's like a stick.
The
and
gun.
You use the
yeah.
arm as a sword.
Oh,
just
oh,
like
dude, get a rock. People. Get a rocket launcher. Yeah, that's his freaking cannon arm, though. Like,
yeah, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. And like, goofy.
Be so fun.
Yes.
Suddenly, we're Borderlands. I think that's fine. Borderlands does a lot of this stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
But
they sure do.
So yeah, you know, with the raid not increasing light level, one of the questions going on in the community right now is, are you gonna play it a lot? Because of course, part of the grind in these in-game raids is of course to play it, get higher light stuff, infuse that stuff, and get, you know, the weapons and armor during the raid. I had a question to myself, and this is something I brought up on the streams I had this week, where, I think I'm probably just going to, just with the place I'm in the game right now, you know, I've got triple 305s, I've basically got everything I kind of want for right now. Except Iron Banner armor, because I can't have that. I can't have it. But with the prestige version of the raid, I thought to myself, and I had this conversation with a good buddy of mine, like, man, after I get, like, maybe the one or two weapons that I want, am I really going to go back and play it? Because right now, I don't even really... I got the weapons I wanted out of the normal version of the raid, and I didn't run that at all this week. And I didn't really have an incentive, and I didn't really feel like I wanted to run it at all this week. And I wonder, is that going to be the case for you guys?
I'll say for
I know
me
you, I do,
personally...
I know you do nothing but run raids, Bones.
Yeah. Well, I'll say for me personally, I probably won't run the prestige raid a lot, but I didn't run heroic raids a lot until they added in like the Age of Triumph stuff. Like, that was stuff to grind for when it was the weekly thing.
So, by the way, I got an axe to grind about that. I'm going to leave that for
all right,
later.
We'll leave it. Continue. We'll leave that lie. So, ultimately, for me, I'll do the prestige raid maybe once or twice the whole time it exists. But that'll be the same as it was for heroic raids. I think if I was somebody who ran heroic raids before a lot, I wouldn't really see much of a difference between running the prestige raid now versus running the heroic raid after I was already max light anyway. So
yeah.
It just depends on what kind of player you are. I've never been someone who runs the raid every single week on hard mode, so I won't. I'll continue to not do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind the level of grind. I don't know. It's so tough for me to want to care about that when I just can very clearly see it's like, nah, this is a more friendly game to people who don't have time to get three characters to max. I mean, mm-hmm. as we've said countless times on this show, the three of us here know that we are like the 0.01% of people who care about the game. And even that being said, like, I don't have all the raid gear. I've completed it maybe three times. And, that works for me. I know I'll play the prestige and I want to, but like, yeah, I do want the hand cannon. I hear it's really good.
It's pretty
yeah.
good.
That's what I hear.
I do want it, and I like the gear. I think it's a really cool looking set, but like, I'm always just going to come in. I'm always going to play the PvE stuff when it's super relevant, and then PvP is my long-term thing. Mm-hmm. And I know content is coming. Maybe they'll give different reasons to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would go back to those things when it happened, but I wasn't so upset in the meantime. Like, there was a time when there was not strike-specific loot or strike scoring. There was a time when there was no Prison of Elders, or there was a time when the raid was brutal in terms of drops, and I played a shit ton of Crota. And it took me longer to get that stuff, so I maybe did more Crota runs than ever. But I don't know. I'll probably be just fine. I'll probably be really happy with the fact that I have it there to go do, and I'll leave it sit.
I like,
you know, I don't really
want
to burn
things,
it up.
I like running things while they're fun, and then not playing them so that when I play them later again, they're fun again. I don't want it to feel like a chore that I have to do the raid every week. Like, all right, well, here's the only way I can even enjoy this game at all is if I grind this 100,000 times
the raid,
and then get the thing that I want that makes it fun. That's just not...
And before I become a hardcore apologist and mention about the experience of playing with other people in Destiny as a rewarding thing, guess what? I will definitely raid if someone tells me they've never done it and we're like gearing up to do stuff where it's like, hey guys, what do you want to do on Destiny tonight? You know, I'm on my way home from work. And if someone says like, well, hey, Rover hasn't done the raid yet, I'll be like, hell yeah. And then I'll do it. I don't care what I have, but that's absolutely a reason for me to do it. And there's always going to be people who haven't. I mean, if I could be better, I would do, you know, triple carries and trials, because there's people who haven't had stuff, and there's someone saying like, I've never been flawless. And even when people tell me that, I'm like, hey, let me introduce you to Fallout, and then like he can take care of it, but it's still worth it for me. So I don't know, but yeah, I'm with you, Mega. It's like, I'm gonna play it for a while, it's fun, then I'm gonna go back to the thing that I really like, which is PvP, and then when they add stuff to it and create reason to go back, I will go back and I'll have so much fun. Like, Age of Triumph was a blast. We did the raid so many times in my clan. Like, it was all about going to get that cool Redux Vault of Glass gear. I loved it. It was so much fun. There's someone in chat. Dear Bones, I have never done the raid. Will you raid with me? Sure. Who's that? Oh, that's Mega Magwitch.
Oh. I have never completed the raid on my Hunter on PlayStation. Does that count?
It counts.
There it counts. Good.
I'll carry you.
I start a little late, but if you want to jump on, I'm like 8 p.m. Pacific, I'm ready.
Sounds perfect to me. What do I got? Pregnant wife is conked out by then, all right? She is not awake that late.
There you go. Yeah, let's knock it out. Prestige, man.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm actually terrified. I'm still saying I'm terrified of Prestige Raid still. I'm terrified.
I don't know what they're going to do.
It could be tough. It could be tough.
I mean, like, Prestige Nightfall suck. They're hard. Prestige Raid is going to be that. Yeah. But
I have never completed a Prestige Nightfall. I just did that Legend of Arceus or whatever.
That was basically a Prestige Nightfall.
Yeah, that's basically what they're like. Yeah.
I had to get... I was carried a little bit. Like, I was like, I'll shoot stuff, but I don't know the strategy here. What are we doing? Tell me when to use my super.
That's all. So, that's what they feel like, man.
Yeah.
It's not...
I mean...
It's not going to be...
Oof. We're still not even sure what they're going to do, because they mentioned that they're not going to be changing up the mechanics too much, but that they're going to be making the sandbox harder. I don't know what that means. Does that mean three times the amount of bathers? Does it mean you have to kill two dogs instead of one?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own callus to fight.
Everyone has their own individual callus. <Yeah.
laughs> Everyone gets pulled to their own channel realm, and you're just like, no!
Better kill your scions. Don't get caught in the air.
My God. No, that's what I don't want, is I don't want, like, King's Fall level mechanics where it's like, sorry, I missed one small thing. Please start over.
Wipe it out.
Like, I fell off of one platform. Everybody die. I hope they've learned their lesson from that. And I believe they really have, because
a lot of the raid mechanics are... It's very mechanical, like King's Fall, but they built in forgiving elements to those. Like, you can screw it up a couple times and still get through.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some bad times to die in the Callus encounter. Like, don't get thrown off the very first round of the shadow thing. Like, you've ruined it. But like, there are definitely times where we've survived, where someone dies. We're like, no, we'll res you on the inside. And, all right, everybody back on the... thing, we got enough time for DPS. Like, that kind of those kind of moments are still there.
It's possible. Yeah,
there's still some stuff. I like the hero moments. I saw a buddy of mine tweet a video of everyone on his team dying from the blast on the damage phase. He gets off, he's like the only one to get off, and everyone dies. Ooh. Right, so he's got that dark screen and he pops Striker and just starts slamming on Callus on the platform, like, before he loses his super and before the timer goes down, and he kills him and wins the rage. And it was just like,
it's amazing.
Legend.
So
that man is not a beta, that man is an alpha.
That's an alpha.
Shout out to Cable. He may be watching, might be not.
Oh man.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm looking forward to the Prestige version of the raid. Like I said, I'm probably going to run it once and, you know, see where it goes from there, just to see what kind of drops are coming. But really, where a lot of the community concern and questions I've been seeing over the past week about the Prestige version of the raid stem from is, of course, that in-game grind. And that has been a massive topic in the Destiny community for the past couple of weeks. We've seen basically every big content creator cover it. I think Datto just had another video come out like last night talking about the reputation system tokens. And he's had other big videos come out talking about the state of Destiny 2's in-game, you know, what people are grinding for, what's the purpose of power levels and stuff like that. And, you know, some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. Like, I don't really have too much of a problem with the reputation system, with the token system. I don't really see that as being too different from what we had before. As a matter of fact, it might be a little bit better since rather than, you know, just farming up rep and then, you know, having to go pick up a thing, you can store up tokens and then use them when you want to. I kind of like that a little bit better. But then, you know, there's also things that that I feel are kind of weird. Like, with the state that Destiny 2 is in right now, I don't really see the purpose of power levels beyond, like, 290. Mm-hmm. Once you get, like, to 280, 285, 290-ish, really power level doesn't matter because, of course, you know, you're scaled to all the enemies in the game. Getting to that level is basically going to qualify you for every bit of content in the game. Getting to, like, 300 and 305 doesn't really have much of a benefit since you don't deal really any more damage against against enemies in PvE. You just kind of take slightly less damage from them. And it kind of brings up the question that's been going on in the community of, what are we grinding for right now? And that's really a multifaceted question because, of course, so many different things affect the grind because everybody grinds for something different. Some people grind for shaders. Some people grind for weapons. Some people grind for armor. Some people grind just to get their power level as high as possible. And right now, we're kind of in an odd spot when it comes to Destiny 2 because, of course, one big thing is the fixed weapon rolls. You're no longer really grinding for the perfect version of a gun. You just get a gun. It has a set roll on it. And another thing is, like I said, the power level thing. You're not chasing really power level anymore. And I wanted to see what you guys had to say about kind of this ongoing conversation, because I think I'm gonna take this opportunity to swap into my alter ego of Devil's Advocate. I'm going to be the community for this section. And,
boy.
I've been waiting for this moment, so I'm gonna let you guys. What do you think of Destiny 2 endgame?
You're the Reddit, and I'm just gonna hit.
I'm gonna be Reddit
real quick.
Uh-huh. Hit me up.
I'm gonna go to r/Destiny 2 instead of Destiny the game and hang out with the show people.
they're a lot nicer. There. Yeah,
that's so funny. There's maybe 2 points. I'll say one. Will be a little nicer to the whole take of, like, what are we grinding for? And I'll say that, well, it's a brand new video game that you've played every day for a month and a half. Yep. Don't act like you're complaining and if you've played 3 hours a week. That's not true. You've been playing 3 hours a night. A lot of people have. And it's a new video game. And if you remember Vanilla Destiny, wasn't that much stuff?
Not at all.
And it sucked that you couldn't get it. And now that you can get it, it sucks that you have it, I guess. The content comes after this. The content comes later. They are preparing for a launch. They are putting a game out on a new platform. Destiny 2 comes out on PC. It's still not out as of this recording. They have work to do. They are trying to make sure the game is functioning as well as it possibly can. And guess what? It's functioning pretty well. I love having a functioning game, personally. I personally love having a game where I don't spend an hour in the Rocket Yard running around picking up materials. I love having a game that lets me go to a different activity directly instead of sitting in orbit. I love having a game where I know I can get a drop that's not trash that I delete immediately. And I love having a game where my vault isn't full of just like junk to either level stuff up or to maybe try out but also never play with because I know it's not good. I love all those things about this game, and that's wonderful. And the less nice answer is this is a Bungie FPS, and it's about shooting stuff and being good at shooting stuff, and that's what this game is, and it's not an MMO. And if you want an MMO, you might have to go elsewhere. Or if you want The Witcher, you probably should spend the money and play The Witcher.
Big. Okay. Good start. Mega, you got something to say?
Well, I agree with Bones. And I like that he said it's not an MMO, because a lot of the time there are people who talk to me and they're like, this game isn't the MMO that it's supposed to be or whatever. I'm like, but did anybody tell you, actually, did Bungie ever tell you that this game was an MMO? Like, what?
No.
They did not. In fact, you can look up things where they say that their game is not an MMO. So I don't know what you really expect. I guess I get you want something to grind for, because people like something to chase, and I like something to really chase.
Carrots are good.
After as well. Carrots are great.
Carrots
they
are
help
good.
Your vision. But, you know, use that vision to see the path ahead of you, all right? There's more expansions coming, everybody, that will have more things to get and grind for. I think a thing I always tell people is, like, if I bought any other video game other than Destiny, if I bought, like, just the types of games I'm used to, like an NES game, I would never, after I beat it, be like, okay, well, what the hell do I do now? Like, what? Like, what do you mean? What do you do now? You beat it. You have the things. Now there is a PvP system. Play the PvP in the meantime. You still have the option to replay things if you really enjoy them. Like, what are you only playing to get things? Or are you playing because you enjoy it anyway? Like, at all? Do you enjoy playing the strikes? Then just play the strikes if they're fun to you. If they're not fun to you, then just don't play them right now. You played them and you enjoyed them the times you did play it, and you might just want to only play this one game and grind this one game forever, and this game you want it to be your life, but it's not your job. It's just a game. Yeah. So if you're not enjoying it because you don't feel like you have some sort of arbitrary reward system in place and you don't want to do the things that are supposed to be fun to do at the end, then just don't do them. That's what I always tell people. People will complain to me about how there's they're just so bored with the game right now because they don't have something to grind for, something to do. Then just put a different game in your console for a week and then come
else.
Back.
Like, literally,
and play this one.
Like, literally,
yeah.
Shift it. Take a night off and do the Overwatch Halloween event. It's not like, oh, play a different game if you don't think this one's perfect. Like, that's never the argument,
no,
right? It's never saying, like, oh, if you don't like Destiny 2, then you just don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine.
No.
Like, clearly it's not fine, but also I know I'm not insane.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just, like, oh, smashing my head against the keyboard hurts. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. I don't mean when I say play a different game, like, you're not allowed to critique or go fuck yourself for saying
yeah.
What I mean
yeah.
is
yeah.
you seem genuinely unhappy right now. Why are you continuing this behavior?
Yeah.
I want you to be happy. Do yourself a favor and just take a break and play something else for a little bit and wait, because, like, no, I've played Destiny 2 for easily probably like 200 hours right now, and, like, I still have things I could do that I don't want to do, so I'm just not doing them, or, like, I don't know, like, things that aren't fun, I just don't do right now.
Yeah.
I just do what's fun for you. And if it's not fun in the moment, right, the moment right now, I promise you, there'll be expansions. They'll come out and they'll have more of those things that were fun for you for like 100 hours. And 100 hours is a pretty good deal for $50 to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Time
investment there, I think, has been well worth the price of the game. But to answer one of your points, Mega Shill Witch.
Yeah.
Yes, people are looking for loot in this game.
I
would have
gone with Mega Mag Shill.
Mega Mag Shill. Can we get
that
subbed in there? Mega Mag Shill. Thank you, Bones from Shill Radio. I understand. But so, to answer one of your points, yes, people are chasing loot. This is a looter shooter. That is a significant reason for why a lot of people are playing this game. That's the main draw of games like Destiny, like Borderlands, like The Division, like Warframe. They play it because they're chasing something. And right now, a lot of players feel like they don't have anything to chase. They feel like power level is no longer really, you know, important. You get to 280,
maybe
290.
Well, power level isn't loot, Mr. Reddit poster.
Doesn't matter. It's part of that. It's part of the thing that they're chasing. And then with loot, you've got your fixed rolls, which I think on one scale are really good. I think it's better than having triple levels of RNG where you're like, okay, I really want this IS Luna. It's one out of like an engram pool of 38 weapons. And I want to get that one weapon with three specific perks on it. But if it doesn't have one of those specific perks, specifically rifle barrel, it's worthless. It's completely worthless. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of merit to the fixed perk sort of thing when it comes to weapons. But a lot of people do feel like, okay, well, you know, that's my 17th better Devils, and it doesn't really benefit me after the first one. That's my 15th fusion rifle from Iron Banner. All I want is the frickin' Hunter helmet, and I can't have it. Why am I continuing to play this? What am I chasing here? And I think
you're chasing that Hunter helmet, according to what you just said.
You're chasing that Hunter helmet. That's true. Just let me be Reddit.
All right.
Stop making sense, Mega. I'm trying to be Reddit. Thank you. I think another part of it is, especially when it comes to looking at the amount of content within Destiny 2, I think Destiny 2 has been well worth the time invested. I've easily put hundreds of hours into it. And I've gotten my money's worth out of it thus far, and there's only more to come. This, like Bone said, we're a month and a half in, so you can chill a little bit on it. But I think part of the perspective that a lot of people are coming from is they're coming from Destiny 1, which had 3.5 years of content. They're coming from Age of Triumph, where they had all this stuff to do, to Destiny 2, where a lot of that stuff just isn't present. This is something that I bring up constantly on stream is like, one of the things I don't really understand for why it's not in the game yet is strike-specific loot. That was something that was almost universally praised in Destiny 1, and I think it's kind of curious that it's gone in Destiny 2. And, you know, I already have issues with the strike playlist in Destiny 2. I think it could be a little bit better. I think it suffers from the lack of modifiers and stuff to make it fun. But a lot of people are coming from the perspective that we had all of these raids in Destiny 1. We have ornaments for legendary gear that completely changes the way that gear looks. We've got Iron Banner. We had Trials. We had Prison of Elders. All of this content into Destiny 2. And I do think that skews their perspective a little bit, because they're taking that amount of content and saying, this is what Destiny 2 is going to have right off the bat. And I don't think there was ever really a guarantee of that, especially considering there's two separate teams that were working on live content for Destiny 1 and the main team working on Destiny 2.
I think the way to look at it, that a lot of people don't look at it for that, like you said, they expect Destiny 2 to have the Destiny 1 endgame content, whereas it's more like, it's like a roller coaster. You know, Destiny 1 started way down at the bottom. Destiny 1 at the end got way up here. Destiny 2 has to go back down, because you just can't make... They have the same amount of, like, development time, you know, between, like, from starting Destiny 1 to finishing Destiny 1 as it did from starting Destiny 2 to finishing Destiny 2. They can't suddenly have 2 extra years worth of stuff just in it from the start, you know? So instead, we go down. We're higher at the start than we were at Destiny 1 start.
There's more content in the launch of Destiny 2 than there was in D1.
Now we peak our way back up, and we'll get to a higher point by the end than we ever were in Destiny 1, and then we'll dip back again, because that's how games work. That's how, like, everything works, I feel like. When you're iterating, you can't start off, like, exactly where you were and then build all
I don't think there was, realistically speaking, I don't think there was ever really a chance that Destiny 2 was going to launch with as much content as Destiny 1 had after 3 years.
Where are my four raids?
Where are my four raids plus the heroics of those raids, the challenge mode, all of the special gear with the ornaments and stuff like that? Like I said, there were two separate teams working on that. And I didn't think there was going to be an overlap of that kind of content, at least at the start of Destiny 2.
I want to say something, though, in regards to random roles that somebody in my chat was talking with me about that I kind of like the idea of, because I understand why they remove random roles, because it's, like, impossible to balance things evenly in a world where random roles exist. But what I liked is an idea that won't happen. It just won't, because it's just an idea that I think would be cool, and it's probably a stupid, terrible idea because I think it would be cool. And that's the idea of the set rolls on the guns changing with the seasons, so that when you're, like, the guns still have set rolls every season, and then the packages you get from them could contain the old roles that you used to have. So it'd be kind of like the end of Age of Destiny 1, where the Age of Triumph vendor weapons changed every week. It's the season. Your season 2 Better Devils has a different role than your season 1 Better Devils, which gives you a new reason to start up a grind every new season. but I just think there's too many guns now in the game that it would probably be outrageous, because every gun feels like it has a personality right now. Like, I would like that idea for a gun system, but guns have so much personality right now, and there's so many of them that changing out the rules on all of them would just feel like you'd get so much overlap and redundancies, which maybe would be fine for making sure there's still an even playing field, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they've literally stated that that is why there are set roles. You have a personality for a gun. There is an identity. That just didn't exist in the past. You just, everyone used a gun, or if you got a different one, you'd make it as good as the other one, and it would feel the same and do the same thing. And and think about, like, why do raid guns stand out? Because they had fixed roles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Right? Like, everyone knows what that feels like, and they know what it does because it had an identity. You would talk about those guns because they had identities. And now you know exactly what it feels like to use a Better Devils and exactly what it feels like to use an Old Fashioned. And yeah, there's guns that sound and look the same, but they certainly act differently, and they certainly have to function slightly differently. And if you sorry, but there's a finite number of archetypes, and you can't have infinite weapons. But, like, I mean, compare that to any other shooter. There's so many so much variations and, stuff like that. And then you just, like, look, even compare it to Halo. It's like there's one auto rifle. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, play with that. And you never hear someone, oh, my God, there's so many auto rifles in this game. It's like, yeah, because there's, like, 12 guns.
Yeah.
And everyone starts out with the pistol anyway, so most kills in Halo are pistols. Like, oh, well. So, like, we already have so much variation, and that oversaturation of perks and the oversaturation of variants and stuff like that was crazy. I mean, people are like, oh, re-rolling was so good. It's like, yes, so that we'd all eventually have
the same thing,
role. Right?
Yeah.
The goal was to all have the same thing. We all got the gun and then made it the same as all the other guns, like that one that was the good one. Yeah.
And I mean, well, and I, Reddit, am not a game designer. Let me put that out there right now. But ultimately, that's generally what happens when you get an established meta anyway. Most people are, you know, a lot of people will move to using the most effective thing. And I think with the fixed roles, I don't have that much of a problem with them. I do wish the weapon mod system was expanded upon. I do feel like that's one thing where Bungie probably could have done a little bit more. Because right now, when it comes to weapon mods specifically, all they do is either for energy weapons, they change your element, and they add 5 attack. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a bit of a missed opportunity there to maybe give the player an option to customize their weapons a little bit more. Maybe expand the weapon mod system and have it so that maybe you could swap out a perk or something so that every perk on my hand cannon isn't a reload booster.
Yeah, there's... Just, I'm even seeing this chat right now, and, like, I'm sorry to be the hot take guy that wants to start a fight on Twitter, but, like,
fight me.
And the TBL, this is, I know you're representing an argument, but, like, Destiny 2 is a mile wide but an inch deep. Fucking good. What the fuck? Like, of course, right? That's great, because guess what? They build on this game forever over the course of 3 years, and you make it wide, and then it gets deeper in all of those levels, and you have that much more different things to do. Like, of course it's shallow right now. It's a brand new game.
Just started,
Like, to think that, like, oh, well, and then, like, it's just so disheartening to hear some stuff, especially when they're, like, so, like, rose-tinted glasses, so just, like, the opposite of what we used to complain about.
Don't get me started, like, on rose-tinted glasses, Bone.
I'd listen to so many more of the critique if they didn't, like, directly conflict what we all raged about 2 years ago.
If I didn't see people who were doing nothing but bitch about year 3 trials on Twitter, who are then this, like, just, like 2 weeks later being like, does anyone else kind of miss Destiny? I'd rather have the year 3 meta than this. I'm like, you literally compared the year 3 meta to fucking Ebola yesterday. What are you talking about right now? Like, how can you even...
It's literally been like 2 months since people were like screaming about stuff that like went away and stuff like that. And it's just like, great, this is good. There's been like quality of life changes that are better. Everything feels better. The game feels better. It functions better. Sorry, your vault is a little messy right now, but guess what? You don't have enough stuff to fill it. If you do, delete duplicate guns, you weirdos. Like, Like, you're gonna be okay. And it's like, everyone is gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be okay. It's like, fixing all of that framework and stuff is, like, so much better than, like, adding crap. Like, yeah. I'm so glad that when they launch a new game, they wiped everything. They got rid of the old guns that were problematic. They introduced new systems that allowed for more variables down the line. Mm-hmm. Things can be different. When they add more stuff in, it doesn't put all of the stuff out of sync. I mean, that happened in D1. It was largely towards the right direction, but they put stuff in the game that eventually took stuff in the back that was just like Bones, it just like messed it up, and they had to go fix all that.
Bones is encouraging a nice solid body vehicle, you know, like rather than adding a fucking like spoiler kit onto a piece of shit junker. Like,
Well, and also just like I'm going insane about the like loot, like. You don't have enough to grind for? Like, what do you do with it once you get it? Sounds like you're not using it. It sounds like people acquire and then don't do anything with it. Like, you're telling me that you've put in enough time on every different gun and you found a variety of setups that you like and you already know what's good and you've already decided that this is your only PvE loadout and this is the only way you want to play the raid? Like,
yes.
No, please tell me that you... People want to delete different things, Bones. They just want to delete different garbage every day rather than... like
Besides, I don't take off my Mida and my Uriels, obviously. Yeah. Those are the two best guns and nothing can challenge them.
I don't know. I'm with
there's just so it's like a month and a half. I get what people say
that they want something to grind for.
It's all logical, but it's not realistic.
Yeah, I get when people say they want something to grind for, but I don't think random rolls are the answer to that at all.
I don't need
a thing to grind for. I really, like I said before, I really feel like they literally, if they just added a number in competitive playlist that means something to someone, even if your elo was visible, there'd be people who would instantly just, at least they'd have something to chase. I don't know,
we just need a reason to call some people tryhards, right? Let's make fun of the people who have grinded more than me while I try to grind as much as them.
That's really what we need. I just think that's literally equivalent to me though, to having just random, it's just something meaningless for people to grind for, because that's what a lot of people want. They just kind of want a mindless potato chip grind. They want a finely crafted
something to chase. I don't care what it is. I just want something shiny when I run a strike or something. I just want something shiny to drop that I haven't gotten before. Is that so hard? Make infinite weapons, Bungie. Infinite. Yeah. Infinite of them.
Do it.
I would like a mod system to be. I do hope that they
do expand the mod system a little bit, though, just because I think it'd be really
fun.
Yeah,
but that's
another
I'm not complaining because that is a thing that
I do expect to happen. Like,
oh, I love that. I love that system. The mod setup is so cool. Yeah. And people are losing their minds. Like, you just change the thing. It's like, what if they have more time to practice now that the game's done and the guys are in the training room all day and all night? Like, what if we add this mod? What happens? What if we do put a different mod on a gun? What happens?
As a matter of fact, Luke Smith said as much. He just had an interview the other day where he said, we're probably not going to change the whole fixed weapon thing, but we are looking at changing the way mods work. And he actually said that before Destiny 2 came out as well. They're still trying to figure out how exactly they want to work that.
What a great way to make that better devils drop differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what if you can get, I don't know. I mean, what if you need a certain amount to get a mod? There's so much room. We've had no patch, right? We've had hot fixes. And there's been no like concrete patch, and there's been no content added, and people are just like, the game's probably dead, right?
Like, a month and a half in, you played 300 hours. This game has no real content. It's dead.
That's all I have to say is that you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's probably going to be okay.
It's probably going to be fine.
And I mean, and I think Destiny 2 is definitely a worthwhile game. There are things that we would like to see improved or built upon. Like we just said, the mod system. I would love to see the strike playlist improved upon. Something I wound up doing this week, it might be considered a cardinal sin to a lot of Destiny 2 players right now. I went back and I played Destiny 1. And I just went through running strikes and doing the Nightfall in Destiny 1. And I had an absolute blast. The modifiers this week for the strike playlist was like Solar Burn, Small Arms, Brawler, or something like that. So I was just going in with Mythiclast. And by the way, still a lot of people on there. I ran into my very first strike, I ran into two baby guardians who were in the middle of the Siva Omnigul strike, and they were just getting bodied. So I spawn in, they're dead. I go, okay, whip out Mythiclast. I go in, and I clear this entire room.
TVL showed with like a hero
I was like,
in the heavens.
I just clear this entire room and like res them both. They stop, look at me, walk up, and they do the little inspect thing, and then like I get messages afterwards like, what is that weapon? And I'm just like,
they come up to you and you go, where are you from, kid? And they're like, Queens. You're like, Brooklyn. And you
Brooklyn.
Run away.
I just run away. And you know, it was a lot of fun. I had a mindless amount of fun running strikes in Destiny 1 because the modifiers there just made it incredibly, just an incredibly crazy experience. I was going in and I was one-shotting things with a mythoclast shot to the dome doing 16,000 damage. And I do legitimately think that's something that that could be built upon in Destiny 2. Right now, the strike playlist, I think, is a little bit lackluster. It's generally less productive than just running patrols or patrol events and public events, and I love those are super
fun.
Yeah,
but what if you want the full set of the Vanguard gear that you haven't gotten yet?
Yeah, you want that curtain call, that rocket launcher, you gotta go run strikes.
Deadpan delivery, it's so good, guys.
Yeah, go get your hands on it.
I got my main ingredient, that's all I needed.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's all
right.
I wanted. I was like, alright, I got this, cool, I'm good.
But that's definitely something I could see Bungie building upon, you know, expanding that strike playlist. When we get additional strikes in the game, when they do bring back some more classic styled modifiers, shoot, at the point that we're in right now, I wouldn't even be mad if they brought back Light Switch. I would stay away from everything and find every cheese spot I could, but hey, I think that's one thing that certainly could be improved upon in Destiny 2. And ultimately, I think, You guys have the right of it. I think it's a good game. Destiny 2 is a great game. We're a month and a half in. You could probably chill a little bit on the whole. This game has nothing to do. It is a very wide pool. And, I think they can only build it into something better from here. And I have to say, I have to think that with everything that Bungie learned, everything they put into effect over the years of Destiny 1, with the state that we got Destiny 1 in, towards the end of it, with Age of Triumph, with all the good, all the bad, I have to lean towards the side that they kind of know what they're doing, at least a little bit, when it comes to keeping people interested in their game. And personally, I'm looking forward to what's going to be coming in the future. And I don't know, man. It's a good game. It's a pretty good game. It's got problems, yeah. What game doesn't? But,
yeah.
Just make
no
me
shit.
More stuff, Bungie. Make me
yeah,
more stuff.
It's already a game that I have enjoyed hundreds of hours in, and it has massive potential to be even better, and I know there are passionate people working on it to make it even better, so I really can't complain that much right now.
Yeah,
but
Charlie Brown, where's my strike specific loot?
But I will.
Give it to me. All of it. Alright, I'm done being cool. Devil's advocate. I'm done being
good.
Reddit. Okay.
Good, nice, tight, short
good
podcast,
work.
Guys. Like, we
yeah,
planned.
Yeah, and keep it nice and clean.
Nice and
nothing to talk
that,
about.
That happened.
There's nothing to ever talk about in these podcasts. Destiny has no content. At least you guys are playing.
Where's Teft?
Mm-hmm. Where's Teft? Hashtag where's Teft?
There we go. Right on. Do we do questions now, or do we just end it?
We don't have time.
No,
we ain't got the time.
And I don't have the patience.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well... The one I was Reddit, so I asked all the questions. There we go.
Yeah, no, you represented the each side of the argument well, and of course we're all getting serious, and we all care about our loot, and I care about telling people to shut up. But like, I can acknowledge all of it as logical, but I just don't think it's realistic. But you represented the arguments very well, and there's clearly a point to them, and clearly.
Yeah.
Me nor Mega are saying like the game's fine. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
game
no,
is
like,
perfect. Where's my
yeah,
check?
Yeah, it's just maybe we can all just relax and
yeah.
when the drops come, it'll be sick.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We're not here to invalidate anybody's opinion, and certainly I think Deej has been saying it basically nonstop in every public appearance he's made. We hear you. We understand. We're listening to the feedback. We're evolving the game based off of that. And I think, you know, there is stuff to look at when it comes to Destiny 2. It's a great game, and there's stuff to look forward to, and no need to get quite so salty about some of the things going on right now. Because, of course, if you're tired of it, if you put 200 in, or hours in already and you feel like there's nothing to do, do what I did. Go back and play Destiny 1. Strikes are really fun. Nightfall, you can solo the Nightfall. You want a bunch of different raids? Go play Destiny 1. There's a bunch of raids. Or go play Warframe. Or go play Overwatch. Or go play any
I
gotta
get that Cthulhu
yep.
Zenyatta skin. That was the coolest
yep.
thing I've ever
still
seen.
Still haven't gotten to play any of the Halloween event in Overwatch.
Get on it, man.
I basically said I was going to do Iron Banner, get my gear, and when that's done, I went really hard in Destiny 2, and now I'm going to go play a different event, and then I look forward to the Prestige raid, and then PC after that. It's going to be sick.
That's coming out in about a week or so. Can't wait for it. It's going
to
be big.
I can. I'm probably just not even going to be on the podcast. What the fuck would I even have to say? I'm taking that week off. I promise. All
right. You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun. Yeah. Click.
Console pleb.
I got to put parts in my computer, and I'm so scared.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Yeah. All right. Wish me luck. If you see me on the show next time, it means I have a working computer. Perfect. And if I'm gone next week, I hope I didn't ruin my new graphics card.
Rip. But all right, I think that's a good enough place to call it quits. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been episode 139 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Before we get on out of here, we're going to let you know where you can find us across the internet and if we've got anything special coming up. But before we do that, start putting up some suggestions for who we should raid. That's right. If you're here live on the Twitch broadcast, we like to raid people after these podcasts are finished. So go raid that Destiny or Destiny 2 directory. Let us know who you want us to toss this fresh host to.
Fresh.
But right now, let's let you guys know where you can find us across the internet. Mr. Bones, I hear you have another podcast.
Yeah, it's called Crucible Radio. We just put out a PvE episode. It's a little bonus one, so you guys subscribe on iTunes or whatever app you want. But we have Paris from Gamertag Radio on the show, and we talk about not Crucible, and it was a lot of fun. So find me there, Crucible Radio.
Mr. Mega Magwitch, you also have a channel, three.
I have a YouTube channel. It's called Husky Raid. We make content surrounding Destiny. We are going to hopefully next week be releasing episode 6 of our Machinima series featuring the Planet Destiny podcast. I also stream every weekday on twitch.tv/MegaMagWitch. Not tomorrow because I'm finding out the sex of my baby tomorrow. Actually, I probably will still stream a little bit in the morning. But yeah.
Right on.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, that's it.
Stream reveal?
Stream on stream gender reveal party, baby. We're going to do it.
Mega
I'm
going to
dye my beard again, and I'm going to wear a bag over my face. And if it's a girl, it'll be pink. If it's a boy, it'll be blue. I'm going to pull the bag down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I thought you decided never again with that, but okay. And of course, you can find me. I am The Black Link pretty much everywhere on the internet, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all at The Black Link. And of course, on the Planet Destiny YouTube channel and the Planet Destiny Twitch page, which you might be watching right now. I stream generally Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on that, and usually every day on my own channel. So right on. That is it for this one, Guardians. Thank you so much for watching episode 139 of the Planet Destiny podcast. We'll catch you all next week. That's the space magic happening.
But
do you feel it?
I feel the space magic.
It's because you didn't believe.